Things settled down a bit in Shadow Falls after they found Molly's body. Well, my body in the woods. It's natural, I suppose. A tragedy bringing the town together in grief, working toward a healing. What's funny is that I still feel like I only disappeared. I don't feel dead. I feel like maybe I'm supposed to be a... I don't know. What would you call someone who hovers? I'm a hoverer, I guess. A hoverer who's supposed to try and do something for this town. This town with more curses than you can shake a stick at. Shadow Falls has always been cursed. I know that now. And I may have suspected it before, too. Back when I was alive.
For every light that shines, a shadow falls.
Snooze alarm, young lady. Rise and shine. Time for school.
10 more minutes, please.
I don't understand that snooze button. Anyway, Molly, if you hate getting up in the morning, why do you want to keep doing it over and over again?
I think I'm coming down with a fever.
Nice try, but you are not getting out of going to school today. Come on. The bus will be here in a couple of minutes.
All right, I'm up.
Come on, step it up. I've seen you dress faster than that.
Shut up.
Well, do hurry, though. I have to get back to the Black Horse.
Why can't you let Jacob cover for a while? That's what you hired him for. God, you're such a control freak.
It's my diner, Molly, and I'm proud of it.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
Well, I can't find my pendant. My fleur-de-lis. I had it on last night.
Oh, it's gotta be here somewhere.
Well, it's not here.
Molly, we'll find it later.
No, you don't understand. I gotta have it.
I'm sure it just fell behind the bed.
Well, I looked. It's not there.
When did you see it last?
Yesterday. I never take it off.
That's the bus, honey. We'll look for it later.
But I need it.
You need to get going, young lady.
But it's important.
I promise I'll look everywhere for it. I'll call the school if I find it, okay?
Okay. Guess I'm out of here then.
Oh. Hold it.
What, Mom?
Breakfast. Here's your Pop-Tart.
Oh. Thanks, Mom. See ya.
Jeepers. My life was practically that show Seventh Heaven when I was alive, wasn't it? You wouldn't think that a centuries-old struggle between the wolf spirit and the coyote spirit would be going on right under my nose. All I knew was that fleur-de-lis pendant was everything to me, and I felt afraid without it. Even the familiar hallways of Shadow Falls High seemed scary that day. I shouldn't have waited. I shouldn't have kept looking for my pendant after the bell rang. Everybody else was in class, and I was alone in a long, empty hallway, tearing up my locker in hopes of finding my treasure. Oh, gosh. Oh, come on. Darn it, where is it?
Did you lose something, little lady?
My pendant.
Well, now you've just about torn that locker apart trying to find it. I don't think it's there.
Well, it has a fleur-de-lis on it. It belonged to my grandmother.
Well, now, family's important. I can see why you're upset.
Are you the new janitor? I've never seen you around before.
You do look positively lost without that pendant of yours. When you've been around as long as I have, you can just tell when a person's feeling lost over something that's gone astray.
I have to get to class.
You sure?
Yes, AP English. I'm late. The bell's already gone off, and I'll get detention.
Wait. Your fleur-de-lis pendant. What if I told you there's a chance I might have seen it?
Ooh, the way he said that. I wanted to run, but my feet stayed glued to the floor. This man was not the janitor. That's all I knew then. Now, of course, I see that it was Briar Gent, the man who killed Karen's father, and who may have had something to do with Karen's disappearance as well. Maybe he was even involved in my death. I'm not sure yet, Was he wolf? Coyote? I wasn't thinking about it. I just wanted to be out of Briar's clutches.
Come on, Molly. What's really going on here? You can tell me.
No. No, leave me alone. I ran. Ran for all I was worth. I forgot about the school bell, AP English, everything. And Briar, laughing, calling out to me from behind his mop and bucket.
Oh, come back now. You hear?
The only place I could think to go was my mom's diner. I didn't know that before I would get there, another visitor would have paid her a call.
Do I make myself clear, Jenna?
Chloe, I just...
Mistress Chloe.
Mistress Chloe. I don't understand. What you ask is impossible.
You will be rewarded both in this world and the next.
I can't.
You can and you will. It is what he wants.
You never said anything about this.
Hey, Mom, I... Oh, hello, Mrs. Ferris.
Hello, Molly. Always nice to see you. In the middle of the morning. On a school day.
Yes, Molly. What's wrong, sweetie? Why aren't you at school?
Well, I wasn't feeling well.
Now look at you, Molly. You don't look good at all. You should sit down.
Please, Mistress. Please, Chloe. We're done here, right?
All that needs to be said has been said. I'm coming for her soon. Bye-bye, Jenna. Bye, Molly. Hope you feel better.
That woman creeps me out, Mom.
You're pale, honey. Maybe you were coming down with a fever this morning.
Mom, did I interrupt something there with Queen Beatch?
Language, sweetie. And no, we were just talking.
Well, can you take me home? I need to lie down.
Okay, sweetie, give me a second. Molly?
Yes, Mom?
Never mind. Let me get my purse and I'll take you where you need to be.
Oh, I got where I needed to be, all right. Except that when I woke up, I was alone. And I was not in my bed. I wasn't home at all. I was literally out in the woods. Mom? Where am I? Mom! Coyote. Oh, God! Get away! Leave me alone!
Molly.
Get away from me!
It's gone. The coyote is gone.
You scared him off. I'm safe. Am I safe?
No, Molly. It's coming. It's coming soon, I'm afraid.
Who are you?
I'm Galen. Galen Altos, on my way to Shadow Falls.
What do you want with me?
I won't be there in time. In time to save you, I'm sorry. I'm not who you think. I'm not who you think.
The next thing I knew, I was no longer in the forest. There was no animal. Nobody named Galen Altos either. I was where I wanted to be, at home, waking from a dream. Home, where things were always the same. Except now, everything was different. Forever.
Good morning to you. 7-day weather forecast next, along with news and sports. But I think we have time for one more to open your eyes, sleepy heads.
No more snooze alarm, young lady. Time for school.
Molly? Molly, what's wrong? Molly?
Mom, who were the wolf and the coyote?
Is that the telephone, Jacob? Son?
I got it, Dad. I got it.
Jacob wanted to be sure he answered the phone because his girlfriend, Karen, said she would call, and he hated to think of his old pastor father listening in.
Hello?
Hey,
babe. How long has it been?
5 hours, but I missed you.
You know, they found a cure for missing Jacob Fair.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. It's called another heaping dose of Jacob Fair.
You sound like a pusher.
If I'm not mistaken, it was you who did all the pushing last night.
All this and romantic, too? How'd I get so lucky?
Oh, I'm the lucky one.
Listen, I have a 9 o'clock class, and then I have a meeting at the campus newspaper.
I'll blow it off.
I can't.
Sure you can. Damn. I'm getting another call. Hold on. Hello?
Jacob, it's Jenna over at the Black Horse. I need to talk to your father right now.
Can it wait?
Jacob, please. It's urgent.
Yes, it was urgent, all right. It would have to be to make Jacob hold back on the kissy face with Karen. It turned out my mom and Pastor Fair, they were trying to save me, or at least to help me. But in Shadow Falls, it doesn't matter what you intend to do. There's always something much nastier than you that's calling the shots. They took me back to the forest, to the place where I'd been chased by the coyote, the place that I'd dreamed about, or maybe it wasn't a dream.
Please, Pastor, be careful.
My dear Jenna, I've walked these woods ever since I was a boy. Even without the use of my eyes, I could find my way through here with my hands tied behind my back. Now, Molly, is this where you were in your dream?
Mom, I don't like it here. Can we go?
Molly, this is the only safe place in all of Shadow Falls.
I'll take your word for it.
Tell him what you told me.
I was being chased through the woods by him. He was a creature, and I could feel his hot breath on me. I felt like I was dying.
And then?
And then a man chased away the beast. No, wait, that's not right. It was like the beast was terrified of the man. It ran away, and then the man said to me that it was coming soon.
Dear, do you read your Bible?
No.
Well, let us just say that you had an encounter with two enemies. Eternal enemies who will never stop fighting until the battle is finally over.
Pastor. Pastor, Molly's dreams. What are they?
If you want to talk about things not boding well, look no further than Mistress Chloe. She was getting impatient, and she was coming into the Black Horse to look for my mom.
I'm going into the diner. I'll call you back. Look, tell that idiot we have a 30-day escrow, and if he can't be out of the house by then, he can freaking well pay rent, okay? Jesus!
Hello, Mrs. Varys. How's Karen?
Don't ask a question you don't want the answer to, Jacob.
What do you mean, Mrs. Varys?
You know very well how I feel about you dating my daughter.
Well, okay then. What can I get you?
Nothing. I'm here for Jenna.
She's out. Had to meet a vendor.
What vendor? She was expecting me. Jenna! Jenna!
God, Mrs. Varys, she's not here.
Damn it! First of all, I don't believe there's any vendor. Second, you tell her to contact me immediately. You understand?
Sure thing, Mrs. Varys. Say hi to Karen for me. How'd I do?
Good job, Jacob. I thought she was going to come storming back into the kitchen.
How come you're avoiding her anyway? Not that she isn't worth avoiding.
Hello, son.
Dad?
Hello, Jacob.
Molly, what's going on?
The pastor, your father and I need your help, Jacob.
Jacob? Do you remember what we've talked about since you were a boy?
Stop it.
Jacob, those days are coming.
You said they were all over.
I prayed they would be. Unfortunately, those prayers weren't heard.
I'm so sick of this. You're the problem here, Dad.
No,
why should I believe you? First you talk about God and the Bible, then you talk about the wolf and the coyote, coming back to duke it out over who gets control over death itself.
Oh, Jacob!
No! Secret societies, whispering, sacrifices. Everybody in this town's protecting a secret that will get them killed.
Jacob, it's true.
Not you too, Jenna.
Jacob, they're coming for Molly.
Who? What? Who's coming for Molly?
The wolf.
You can't tell me this now. She's just a kid. I went to her first communion.
They're coming to take her. I can't explain it, but something happened, and I got another chance to save her.
You're all crazy.
Jacob, take my hand. Go on. Put your hand in mine.
I don't believe this. What are you doing? Let go of my hand.
All right, I'm letting go.
Oh, Jesus. What did you do to me? What was that?
They're coming, Jacob.
Please, Jacob. You have to help her.
Once when I was little, I was so certain there was a monster in my bedroom closet. Looking back, I see that it was just my imagination. But I still remember that fear. A fear that was multiplied 100-fold the night my mother and Pastor Fair came to get me, to send me away with Jacob, to bundle me into his car.
You understand what you have to do, Jacob?
Sure, Dad.
Take her far away from here, son. Do not come back until I find you.
And how will you find me?
The good Lord will show me.
Molly, honey, do whatever Jacob says. And whatever you do, don't look back.
I won't. I promise.
I love you, Molly. Don't ever forget that.
I love you too, Mom.
Take good care of my little girl, Jacob.
I will.
We drove for hours to God knows where. To me, it looked just like the woods outside of town. Finally, we stopped to rest. Jacob offered a swig from his water bottle.
You want some?
figured only someone basically kind would offer someone a drink of water. I trusted Jacob. Silly me.
So, you saw the wolf in your dreams?
No.
Oh, that's what your mom said.
She misunderstood. I saw the coyote.
What did he look like?
I don't remember.
But you'd recognize him again if you saw him? I mean, for real?
I don't think I could ever forget him.
Oh, I totally forgot. I found this at the diner. Fleur de lis, right?
My pendant!
Hey, hang on. I'll put it on for you.
Oh, wait. Ow. Jacob! No, you're hurting me. Stop! Please! But he didn't stop until all my breath was gone and I was dead. Just as my soul left my body, I saw that man Briar appear, the one who pretended he was the janitor at my high school. He seemed pleased. He spoke to Jacob.
Little girl put up quite a fight, didn't she?
I did what you wanted.
Yes, you did, my boy. And trust me, it will not be forgotten.
It's not the greatest thing in the world, being dead. I miss everybody. I miss my mom. But I'm still here. I'm still around. I'm still part of Shadow Falls. You'll see.
Shadow Falls is a Podshow original production created by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and directed by Matt Johnson. It stars Weston Blakesley as Briar Gint,
Tracy Crouch as Jenna Homaker,
Jeff Hoheimer as Jacob Fair,
Holly Jenkins as Karen Varys,
Tom Mesmer as Captain Red Van Stark,
James Napoli as Leonard Fair,
Todd Sherry as Galen Altos,
Kappa Victoria Wood as Molly Hammaker,
and Victoria Wright as Chloe Varys.
Story by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Written by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and James Napoli. Produced by Matt Johnson and James Napoli. Executive produced by Adam Curry, Ron Bloom, and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Music by Monk and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Recording engineering by Kevin Jarvis.